All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday. It's almost the weekend. It was a good day. We have fun today, Steve. You have fun?
I enjoy my job. Really do.
Yeah, it's fun. Hey, listen, you know, we didn't get to our very last CLO question earlier this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, Steve. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring this one back because it was interesting and I wanted to hear your take on it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is for our CLO, Chief Love Officer. This is from Kyla in Oklahoma City. Kyla says, my husband and I were at dinner last night and a female came over to our table and called my husband by name and said it'd been years since she's seen him. My husband acted like he didn't know her. So she went into detail about how he used to mess with her friend when he was married to his first wife. I told the lady to get the hell away from the table. I went off on him on the way home and he swore he doesn't know her. Could he be a cheater? Should I believe him or do some snooping on my own, CLO?
Well, let's go over a couple of things now.
Okay.
Before we get hot and heated. Uh-huh. Let me ask y'all a question. Uh-huh. When the girl said, I knew you when you used to mess around with my friend, mm-hmm. with your first wife, mm-hmm. did he have a first wife?
Well, I mean, we have to assume that he did since she said that.
So it wasn't she was talking about messing around with her friend with this wife.
Right, the first
the one.
One
that was at the
yeah, the yeah, prior to this one right now.
Okay, yeah. So dog, really, bruh, you in the clear.
Really?
Here comes the lie. Here comes the lie.
That's what it is. We're just gonna lie way out the show today. Well, let's hear this. Let's hear
well,
this.
Well, let's just deal with some truths first.
Okay.
If he did mess around with her girlfriend, which he probably did, it was on his first wife.
Oh, not you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not her.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you don't have a first wife anymore, the divorce had to be for some reason.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if you was unhappy... And you sought satisfaction or relief outside your house, that's the mistake and the wrong you committed. Mm-hmm. But you ain't that brother no more.
Come on, big dog.
See, so I don't know why she over in here trying to bring up my past when clearly the man of God that I am today.
Yes, Lord.
Would not participate in what I used to participate in. Uh-huh. But
no,
why
sir.
Is she all up in here? I am trying to move on and have this wonderful life. You,
right.
I'd have met the woman of my dreams, and here she talking about somebody in the past. So, yeah, I denied that past because I done blocked that out and I wanted her out my face.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that's what he says to his current wife.
Like, just like that.
Oh, with all that passion. Just I'm all that energy, about. All that. All
and now the devil busy trying to rob me of my destiny. He gonna send this imp up to me while we having a peaceful and a happy family time together.
All right, so.
And I've done nothing to draw your concern or suspicion about me doing nothing except being a loving husband. And here she comes.
Yeah. Okay, so to answer her question then, should I believe him? Or do some snooping of my own.
But if you do some snooping of your own, what are you going to find out? Even if you find out he was messing around
serial
with
cheater.
This girl that he talking about, that ain't got nothing to do with you. Ain't no such thing as serial cheaters. There's no such thing as once a cheater, always a cheater. Y'all uh-huh. spread a lot of stuff. So God can't forgive you and you can't get up and move on and you can't improve?
Oh, people can't change. Oh, you're using that. Oh, reverse psychology. People can't change. Okay.
No, I'm not using reverse psychology.
Just trying to follow you, sir.
Well, hold on.
People can't
did we
change.
Not have a, did we not have a strawberry letter the other day about a woman that was cheating?
We talking about this right now, though,
sure
the CLO.
You're going to go back.
So what I'm asking you, though, is, so you're trying to say if the woman came up to him and said you used to mess with my friend on your other wife.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe
her first wife.
Right.
I know.
First of all, what's her reasoning for come up making that statement?
Yeah. Oh,
except
she
trying
like
to be messy.
Yeah, I like your flips
and
now.
Sound
like
she about to succeed. Because now she talking about do I believe him or do I do some snooping? When you snooping, what you going to find out? That he did mess around with this woman? And so what that got to do with you, though?
She just doesn't want it to happen to her. That's all. That's okay, all she's saying.
Okay, well, but see, it ain't nothing happened to her. This strawberry letter ain't about, I think my husband messing around. This letter was me and my husband having dinner. A woman came up to me, called him by his name, and then said, I remember you used to see my friend when you was married to your other wife.
But the part I love is that he act like he didn't know her. That's what I love.
My man.
He did right there.
I like the wife. Get away from our table, lady.
Don't know what she talking about.
But what if she does some snooping and finds out?
And then what, Shirley?
What do you mean, and then what?
So now he has to pay for a past relationship he had with his former wife?
I'm talking about if she starts snooping, what if she finds out that he's messing around on her too?
Oh, the current wife, the letter writer, the CLO letter writer.
What if she, it's just.
Whoa.
She has no suspicions of that?
Now she does.
Why? What's the reason? Because he cheated before?
Because the woman came up and said.
He cheated before with his ex-wife. What that got to do with you?
Nothing.
That's why she wants to do snoop. That's why she wants to snoop, to see.
Wow. That's how y'all think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go on, do it then.
Let's go home, Uncle.
I said go ahead. And be careful for looking for stuff because you might find something.
You might find something. My mama told me. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so glad the show over. Y'all have a nice day. Don't just mess around. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.